From the crystal city of light above Chicago, I send a ray to every heart of light of the people of God within this heart chakra of the United States of America. And this day I choose to accelerate that light within some for the purpose of the victory of their life stream manifest in this incarnation and their union with the Divine One. As your Godfrey, I come and I stand firm in my resolve for this city, Chicago, to be a city of light, free of the influences of darkness, free to be a haven and a home of many divine beings who will continue through the agency of the Holy Spirit to project their energies from the sun source of all that is good, beautiful, and harmonious, to inspire souls to rise in their God presence, to experience the truth, the way, and the life of that which originates from a fountain eternal in the great central sun. Yes, dearest ones, I now touch the waters in that Buckingham Fountain near the shores of Lake Michigan, and I spread the light within this etheric substance within the water across a wide swath of land. And there is a cleansing fire now manifest, burning up records of death, of inharmony, and of the influences of the mafia and organized crime here. And I, Godfrey, say, thus far and no farther, ye who would destroy a people and the very economy of this city and this nation through the manipulation that you continue to engage in through your underhanded ways. Blaze forth the light of God. Blaze forth the light of God. Blaze forth the light of God. And I work through now the legions of Archangel Michael, of Hercules and Amazonia, and of El Moria himself, to expose those who are continuing to work their works of darkness and to bring them to cosmic justice and judgment in this hour, so that the people here will be free to utilize all of the resources available to them for works of godliness, works of graciousness, works of harmony, peace, prosperity, and divine love. Yes, dearest ones, you know the age-old story of the machinations of those who skim off from the economy their seeming portion to continue their ways of darkness. There must be a way out of this dilemma you have asked in your heart. And yet there is such an entrenchment of this level of organized crime finding its way into the very offices of commissioners, precincts, and their chairmen, and those who engage in bribery of all sorts, especially through the unions and through the manipulation of those unions, that there must come the ray of justice and judgment for a greater action of the divine economy here to manifest. And so, Saint Germain and I stand, and we expose now and in the direct and near future the cause and core of much of this that has transpired, so that the workers and those who engage in righteousness within many organizations, movements, and businesses may be free to pursue the highest levels of God perfection, of creativity, and of the culture of the Divine Mother, which must emerge within this city for it to once again glow with that light eternal of the holy city in the heaven world. Therefore, there is projected now into those areas of darkness rays of cosmic light substance and the violet ray frequencies of eternal freedom that will be causative of a new wave pattern of freedom, justice, and divine light here, where manipulation has been the norm. There is now the unraveling of it by the laws of cosmic justice manifest. And the karmic board itself has authenticated and approved this action this day through the righteous prayers of heart friends within this and other Ascended Master movements. And, dearest ones, some will be exposed and called to task and be removed from their offices, from their positions, soon. And you will see within the media itself this action manifest, though some would attempt to cover it over because of their own interests manifest through the media, manipulated by those who have evil manifesting within their hearts. Let the light bearers be moved into positions of divine authority and power within this heart chakra of the United States of America. Let those who have the will of the people, the goodwill of the people within their hearts as their primary motive, be elected into positions where they can accommodate and move for change and a true democratic republic of freedom and justice. Blaze forth the light now. Blaze forth the light now. Blaze forth the light now. From the top to the bottom. From inside and out. I, Godfrey, move and work with K-17 and his legions, with Archangel Michael and the hosts of the Lord and all of the archangels and their legions, to recreate this city as a city of divine light, cosmic justice, and everlasting love. Blaze forth the light now! Blaze forth the light now! Blaze forth the light now! The elementals themselves, overshined by their hierarchs, Aramis and Diana, Aries and Thor, Neptune and Loire, and Virgo and Pallure, march through the streets, the avenues of Chicago, from north to south, east and west. And there is an anchoring of the fire eternal of God now for the new wave of divine love to emerge. And the elementals themselves cry out on behalf of the nature kingdom this day and say, thus far and no farther, ye who will continue to pollute the very ground, the water, the air, and the fire element itself by your unconscious ways. The wave of the future is here now for respect, appreciation, and reverence for nature to emerge through education, through enlightenment, and through an understanding of that which you have called permaculture, permanent agriculture, which is the greening of all through love, respect, and the cherishing of life itself in all realms. Now there is a humming as cosmic angel choirs sing the song of freedom and liberty within the atmosphere above the entire Chicagoland area in this hour. And these angel choirs, directed by the Blessed Mother Mary herself with Raphael, shine forth the light of healing, of wholeness, and of the radiance of the Holy City throughout this entire region for the restoration and the resurrection of that which is true, beautiful, and divine within the school systems, the universities, the parks, the riverways, all modes of transportation and communication, so that a new concourse and a new discourse of light and love may emerge. Let the kingdoms of this earth become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and let it manifest now through the righteous hearts of the living and vital ones. Yes, those lively stones in whom is etched the fire of God, the love eternal of the Source, the kingdom consciousness, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ Himself. I, Godfrey, affirm that I am free in God, and that you too may be free from all aspects of your lesser self when you accept that you are God free in the light eternal, one with your Source. Now, blessed ones, sing God Bless America with all your hearts. And as you do, I will accelerate and expand the love fires of freedom and appreciation, of gratitude and justice throughout the entire 50 states of this Union for the victory of Saint Germain and Portia's plan for freedom here, and for the sustaining grace that unites rather than disunites all in God, one forevermore. I thank you.